Mix 105.1, the best mix of the 80s, 90s, and today. It's 6:55. Scott and Erica's show here. Today, sunny and a slight chance for an afternoon shower and a high around 90. We do have the fog again this morning. Not quite as widespread as it was yesterday, but where it is thick. And what do you have now, Ms. Lee?
76.
Who's having a birthday, Jay?
Happy 10th birthday today to David.
All right.
You know what really drives me crazy?
It's great when you get to the double digits.
It really is. The whole world opens up. All right, here's one today.
Until you turn 100.
Yeah. Here's one that says in our ticked off column today. I'm ticked off at all the 60-plus overweight balding men looking for 40-year-old women with 20-year-old bodies. Grow up and look around. The 60-plus women is probably more. The 60-plus woman is probably more than you can handle.
I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean,
it depends. Does the guy have money?
And you said depends. Does he wear depends?
Yeah. There's a picture that's floating around on the internet. Have you seen that? Yep. Yeah.
I think you might have sent it to me.
Yeah. Well, actually, there's a couple of them. One of this unbelievably homely old man with a beautiful bride. And the caption is, oh, he's got money. And another one with, you're looking at the back of two people, like walking on a dock, you know, or wharf area. You can see nice pleasure boats on either side. And the guy, not exactly what one would call physically fit, even from the back.
Mm-hmm.
And this tall, svelte, beautiful woman. And again, the same. He's got money.
But it can go the other way.
Oh, I know. Just, you know, we're all shallow.
It can go the other way.
We'll cop to being shallow.
Yeah. Jay, were you ticked off about something?
I'm ticked off that when I asked my son last night, my 2-year-old son, Caleb, what he wanted to be for Halloween, he said a princess. That's not funny. Please don't laugh at me.
Well,
he doesn't, you know.
He doesn't know.
I think it's mommy feeding it to him just to get my goat, but boy, she got it.
Does he
want to
be a goat?
Go.
He can be a goat.
Doesn't it seem, maybe I'm just not remembering all the stories, but doesn't it seem that a lot of the little stories that are geared to kids are more girl-oriented? Or am I just not remembering because my parents didn't read to me as a child?
I really only let them watch, like, westerns and war movies.
I mean, I think Jack and the Beanstalk was pretty much a guy's story.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, your Sleeping Beauty and your Cinderella.
There's a lot of, you know,
they are. You're right. But then again, at that age, girls will sit still and watch something where good luck getting a boy to sit still.
Right. That's true.
So it's kind of a know your audience.
He's out there looking for 1-year-olds. Half half his age.
He's like, I got fake money.
Yeah.
So what's he going to end up being?
He's going to be a very famous mouse.
Oh.
Yep. That's originally what he said. Stacy yesterday, tell Daddy what you want to be for Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
I
want to
be a princess, Daddy.
Well, see, now you're just encouraging it because he thinks that's the right thing to say because everybody's making a big deal about it.
Boy.
It sounds a little bit like a setup.
Yeah, exactly. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been a nurse 3 times on Halloween.
Really?
And 2 of the 3 he asked to be one.
It wasn't even Halloween. It was February.
Yeah. Well, it's Halloween somewhere.
You know, you've probably worn more dresses to gigs than I have. And we've been together a long time, but you wore a wedding dress.
Yeah, a couple of times.
Went to the mall in a really short skirt.
Mm-hmm.
Where are those pictures, by the way?
They're around here somewhere. I was proving a point that day. That was way back in the day. A woman got thrown out of the Florida mall because she was wearing a skirt that was too short. So to prove the point, I bought the same dress, and I wore it through the mall, and I went and asked people if they thought I was inappropriately dressed for the mall.
Well.
So.
I think you just like the way it feels.
There's a lot more support there than you think.
Oh, you also got your wedding picture taken for the Sentinel.
Oh, right, yeah. That was the other time I dressed up as a bride.
Yeah.
Just to see if the paper wouldn't know that it was a guy and see if they would publish it in their wedding section.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it got in there.
Awesome.
I was a bride with all these other brides. You gotta figure that these other brides, this is their day, and they've clipped that page out, and it's part of their wedding book. And
there's a dude.
There's me.
There's a dude.